With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. A Missoula judge has ruled that a 2023 state law defining male and female is unconstitutional. The law eliminates legal recognition of transgender, non-binary, and intersex people. This is the second time a judge has ruled the bill unconstitutional. Last spring, a different Missoula judge blocked enforcement of the law over the way it was written. The judge wrote the bill's title did not accurately reflect the content of the bill, which is a requirement. Tuesday's latest ruling stated the law's unconstitutional based on its substance. Judge Leslie Halligan found that the law violates Montanans' right to privacy and equal protection, writing that it discriminates against people based on their identity or chromosomal abnormalities. A spokesperson for Attorney General Austin Knutson said the order advances a woke agenda and that the office will appeal the decision to the Montana Supreme Court. Since 2019, a task force has worked to address the crisis of missing Indigenous persons, but a way to fund the group was absent. MTPR's Victoria Traxler has more.
A bill that would establish a state fund for the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Task Force is awaiting consideration from Governor Greg Gianforte. The task force aims to address the jurisdictional barriers impeding the investigation of Indigenous missing persons cases. Montana's eight tribal nations, the Indian Health Service, and state law enforcement entities, including the Montana Department of Justice, comprise the task force. Officials say the task force's work is important, but it has no way to fund itself. This bill would open up the initiative to funding sources like grants, donations, or gifts, which would be held in a state account. Browning Democratic House Representative Tyson Running Wolf carried the bill. The legislation passed both the House and Senate, receiving largely bipartisan support. It is now on its way to the governor's desk. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.